Chapter 9, Tong She She. Back at the station, they quickly made their way to room 164. As Jack stepped inside, he let out a whistle of admiration. The room hosted an impressive IT setup with a gigantic screen in its center. Its left side displayed a grid of women's faces, while the right side featured an in-depth profile of a selected person. Multiple smaller screens placed around the large display were showing supplementary information that was too overwhelming to take in at first sight. Jack glanced at the enlarged profile currently displayed on the main screen. The presented information was staggering. Next to a high-resolution facial close-up of the woman were smaller, looped videos showing about 5 seconds of the woman entering buildings or walking along Beijing streets. Jack took a closer look and realized that the CCTV timestamps from the videos were from the last couple of days, offering retrospective location tracking of every person captured on camera. Below the videos was a list with detailed information about the woman's life, including her current job, career trajectory, education, family situation, and financial status. At the end of the profile was a list of short tags that were attributed to the woman. Jack read through the long list. Age, 33. Height, 166 centimeters. Body composition, overweight. Facial evaluation, standard. Special features, birthmark, right paraorbital region. Income, lower 30th percentile. Credit score, fair. Social score, upper 80th percentile. Occupation, sales representative. Employer, Chen Cupcakes. Marital status, married. Children, 2. Highest education level, past Gaokao, senior secondary education. Medical history, no chronic conditions. Allergies, penicillin. Most recent purchases, children's clothing. Social media activity, high. WeChat, Douyin, Bilibili. Transportation, public transit. No car ownership. Last overseas travel, none. Dietary preferences, omnivore. Frequent fast food consumption. The list continued with an impressive level of detail. From her favorite brand of soda, to the frequency of her visits to her nearby park, from the last book she bought to her most liked artist on social media, every facet of her life was cataloged meticulously. Jack paused, taking a moment to digest the sheer breadth of information. It was an eerie testament to the depth of surveillance one could be under, with a state potentially knowing more about an individual than the individual did herself. "This is incredible. How are these generated?" he wondered, both fascinated and repelled. "I've never seen anything like this." "We implemented the system last year. Our AI automatically combs through every piece of data, from purchases to social media posts and CCTV captures. It then assigns attribute tags and categorizes individuals compared to the rest of the population based on these parameters. For tracking, it utilizes facial recognition to identify the person on a video and then links them with their activities. We can narrow our search using specific tags, just as we've done now." Lei pointed to one of the smaller displays where birthmark and right paraorbital region were highlighted with a checkmark.
"So you can track the whereabouts of everyone since implementing the system a year ago?" Jack asked. He thought about Nick's travels to the Xinjiang region from 3 years ago that wouldn't yet be in the system.
Lei shook his head. "We have over 1 million CCTV cameras in the main city districts alone, each capturing 24/7. Most of them are already H.264 cameras, but even with them, it's impossible to store all this data long enough and in high enough quality to be of use for the AI analysis. We'd be talking about exabytes of data here. This would blow even our storage capacities. No, depending on what kind of location the CCTV covers, we usually store the recordings for 1 to 3 weeks tops. We do store the associated metadata for much longer, though, meaning when a person was sighted at which coordinates and location."
Jack looked at a number above the grid on the left side of the display. 4,283 identified individuals. "There are over 4,000 women tagged with such a birthmark," he noticed.
"True, too many to sift through efficiently.
The assistant mentioned that the birthmark was oddly shaped, like a sickle. Can you narrow it down this way? Lei shook his head. Unfortunately not. This is not yet implemented, but we can restrict the search in other ways. The assistant mentioned that the woman was small. This would also fit with the video capture from the woman entering Mr. Mahoney's building. Let's check where we end up. I'll put the height filter to below 160 centimeters. The number on the screen switched to 1,877 individuals. Still too many. Lei exhaled in frustration. Ye said that she was pretty. Let's see. You can do that? Jack asked in astonishment. The AI ranks everyone automatically. It's based on facial symmetry, skin tone, the size of the eyes, a high nose bridge, and other features. It sounds rather crude, but the binning is surprisingly accurate. There. Only 438 women left. Jack smiled. Not too bad. We can work with that. Can you pull up multiple profiles at once? Lei modified the settings. Up to 4 in parallel. There we go. They began to look through the profiles of the remaining women, focusing on those with birthmarks whose shape could be interpreted as sickle-shaped. Wu Xiao, age 27, a librarian at the National Library. No husband, no siblings, no kids, enjoys poetry, and has a cat. Good credit score. No indication of any criminal history or hardship. Jack read out loud. Lei examined the profile next to her. Li Jia, age 32, a schoolteacher. Two kids, husband works at the Ministry of Finance. She spends her money on hiking equipment and has traveled to Europe last year. His phone rang. The call ended after a short exchange. He put his phone down and turned to Jack. Dr. Li just confirmed that Yongjie Cheng's corpse is missing its liver. Why is someone harvesting their organs? What's the connection here? Jack wondered. I don't know, but we'll get to the bottom of this once we find the killer. Let's keep looking. As they were halfway through the list, it became apparent that none of these women jumped out as the potential suspect. On the contrary, each profile painted a picture of an ordinary life in Beijing, far removed from any involvement in the murders. Lei sighed, leaning back in his chair. We need more, something which connects one of them to the victims, some kind of motive or reason. So far, we have nothing. Jack agreed and took a deep breath. She's here somewhere. Can you pull up the next set of women? After more minutes of frustrating profiles, Jack's finger froze on the monitor. That's her, he declared, tapping the screen. Lei leaned in closer, looking at the woman's profile. Tang She She. What makes you so certain? She fits perfectly. She's only 152 centimeters and strikingly beautiful, which aligns with the assistant's testimony. And look at her family situation, her profession, and her employment, Jack stated, pointing at the screen where it showed Tang She She's details. Lei read through her profile. Both parents deceased, and her brother is in prison. That gives her somewhat of a connection to a criminal environment. Working as a nurse in the genetic diagnostic department at the Beijing University International Hospital. That could give her the expertise to anesthetize the victims and retrieve the organs. I agree, it's something. But just because she's a nurse with a criminal brother doesn't mean she's our killer. Maybe not, but look at her previous employer, Jack said. Before moving to Beijing this year, she was a surgical nurse at the city hospital in Kuala, Xinjiang, Lei read from the screen. Why is that relevant? Jack took a deep breath. Nick's records showed that he traveled frequently to Kuala during the period when he received his kidney transplant about 3 years ago. She could have been part of the team that performed Nick's organ transplant. That could explain why she knows what's so special about this kidney that it is worth killing for. Lei's face hardened. You should have shared that info earlier. It's vital to the case. Jack met Lei's eyes, his regret evident. I'm sorry, Lei. At first, I wasn't certain about its relevance to the killer's motives, and frankly, I didn't know where you and I stood. Everything's been moving at a breakneck pace since I arrived yesterday morning. I hardly had the time to think about it. Lei took some time to respond. Understood, but from now on, we need to be transparent with each other. Agreed, Jack nodded. Without wasting another second, Lei forwarded Tong Xiexie's picture to Chen, urging him to show it to the assistant immediately for identification. While they waited for a reply, they looked into Tong Xiexie's movements over the last couple of days. There were no traces of her near Nick's residence or Yang's mansion. The video captures only showed her around her residence, her workplace, or shopping, but no footage that could tie her to the crime scenes.
That does not mean much. Our tracking system is not yet perfect. Concealing facial features, especially the eyes, with large sunglasses, for example, can still trick the AI. It makes it impossible for the system to automatically assign an identity to a person. It can even struggle to identify someone with heavy makeup or a hat. We're developing it further to identify individuals by their gait or posture, but it's a work in progress, Lei explained.
So her wearing heavy makeup or disguising herself with sunglasses and a scarf could lead to a mismatch in the system?
More than that, if the AI cannot match a person in footage to a specific identity, it just doesn't register as an entry in our database in the first place, Lei clarified.
A notification ping echoed in the room. It was from Chen. Lei quickly opened the message.
Mr. Ye confirms it. It's her.
We need to move, Jack stated.
Lei glanced back at the display. According to her profile, she works the night shift at the diagnostic lab. It's about noon now. Chances are she's at her apartment, probably catching up on sleep. We should head there first. This might be simpler than we thought.